What's up, Playlisters? Brian from Playlist Wars here. Just want to let you know that while this show is on hiatus, both Gomez and I have separate shows that are part of the Playlist Wars extended universe, if you will. Gomez has the Sleevey G Show, which you can find at SleeveyGPodcasts.com. And I have a new show entitled My Weekly Mixtape, which you can find over at MyWeeklyMixtape.com. Both shows are also available on all podcast platforms just by searching Sleevey G Show or My Weekly Mixtape. And Playlist Wars will be back soon. Thank you guys so much for your continued support of the show.
Hey, this is Eric Woods from the Cinematic Sound Radio Podcast, and this is Playlist Wars. Let the battle begin.
Welcome to Playlist Wars, everybody. I'm part of the dynamic duo. My name is Gomez, and I have my well-established best friend, does everything for the show, Brian Colburn, with our special guest, Sean Faust. How is everyone tonight?
What's up? What's up?
Hi.
Welcome, Sean. This has been a long time coming. I'm glad to have you on the show, man.
I'm glad to be here, and I feel that this is a band in which I have some level of experience with.
Why don't you tell people a little bit about that so that way they get an idea? For the people that obviously for our friends in our circle in New Jersey that know us, know you from Slippery When Wet, but for the people that listen all over the country and kind of all over the world, put a little insight into that.
I would have hoped that the people that know us and know me from way back when would remember Money for the Toll or just Sean Faust is a swell guy that used to go and see your band, The Fourth. But for those of you that don't know, from day one, in 2001 until my last day in 2012, I was in a band called Slippery When Wet New Jersey, from New Jersey, rocking for you wherever we were playing. We had a website, jovitribute.com. Check it out. All kinds of stuff. When and where we were playing, pictures, message boards, email, talk to them. They talked back. It was a fun gig. It was a really fun gig. We were actually, in this area, the first of two Bon Jovi tributes that came out around the same time. And then other Bon Jovi tributes started seeing how well we were doing, and they kind of oversaturated the market, but they just didn't have what those first two bands had.
Charisma?
Sure. I don't want to say anything negative. No. Slippery When Wet New Jersey was a great gig, and it was a really, really good band. The guitar player and the singer pretty much were the lookalikes. And hindsight being 2020, I should have shaved the beard more often. But, you know,
whoops.
You live, you learn. But JoviTribute.com, check out my brothers. They are still going strong. 20 years this September.
Wow.
Was 20 years since our first gig.
Well, this is awesome because you're bringing in a side of Bon Jovi that, having played those songs, all the songs of the band for over a decade, you know what works, what doesn't work. So I feel like the advantage is in your court for this one, but I'm curious to see if you think about this from the what will go over well in the crowd or what I enjoy to play. I'm going to be curious to see how your playlist fleshes out tonight. So I'm really excited to hear where this heads.
Funny enough, my friend, I'm glad that you mentioned that because it's actually neither of those.
Some of it's stuff
that I've played. Some of it's stuff I never played. I'm looking at this list really quick. All right, so there's a song in there that we never played. And there's a song in there that we never played, but I've done solo. But it's mostly...
All right.
It doesn't even boil down to what I enjoyed playing. It boils down to, like, these are songs that I legit really dig.
Awesome. Yes. Well, before we get down to business, we'd also like to send a huge welcome to all of our new Patreon subscribers. If you'd like to support the show and become a Patreon member, it's quite easy. Head to patreon.com/playlistwars and select a tier that works best for you. Tiers include early access to ad-free episodes, a shout-out in our next results episode, being a special guest for one of our upcoming playlist and album mini-episodes, or full-length episodes of the show, depending on the tier you choose. So once again, that's patreon.com/playlistwars to sign up. Now, getting down to the business at hand, you know our format. It's pretty simple. Tonight, our topic is the New Jersey natives, Bon Jovi. And we've each individually created a playlist with our top 10 favorite tracks, none of which have been shared between the three of us prior to now. Throughout the episode, we're each going to reveal our track ones through track tens one by one and craft what we each feel is the perfect Bon Jovi playlist. After the episode, we turn it over to you, the amazing playlisters, to vote at PlaylistWarsPodcast.com and decide which one of us got it right. Also at PlaylistWarsPodcast.com, you can listen to each of our playlists just in case you want to quote-unquote hear where we're coming from with our choices. And then later on in the show, we're each going to choose one honorable mention track of the night, which has to be a song that someone else of the three of us picked, but you didn't. So without further ado, Sean Faust, why don't you break out your track one?
My track one, see, I'm doing it backwards. I wrote 10, so I'm like renumbering them now. So my track one is me going backwards. So my track one is my number 10, if this makes any sense. I hope it does. But it's the not big hit song that was new on Crossroads. It's the other one, Someday I'll Be Saturday Night.
Mm.
I always dug playing this one, as a matter of fact. Good harmonies, just cool, upbeat, fun song that kind of like, it's that bridge between New Jersey and the Keep the Faith sound. Because if you listen to the Keep the Faith album, that's two different vibes on one album. And Someday I'll Be Saturday Night kind of has both of those, to me at least.
Hmm. Interesting song. It did not make my list. It was probably not one of my favorite tracks, but I went through a whole different list besides your list and probably Brian's list. I probably went with the mainstream list, listeners list.
That's what I was kind of thinking, Gomez. Like, I had a feeling you were going to go with the home runs in this one, which I feel like, look, Sean, having known how the songs go over and knowing that you were going to go mainstream, I have a feeling that I'm at the bottom of the barrel here.
You might not be.
Who knows? But let me just say, Someday I'll Be Saturday Night was in and out of my playlist about a dozen times when I was crafting this. It didn't make the final cut, but I'll tell you right now, that is a very, very close honorable mention choice for me, and it might take it depending on some of the other songs I hear tonight. I feel like people that were shocked when Bon Jovi came out with Who Said You Can't Go Home, and everyone's like, oh my God, they went country pop. And in my brain, I said, you know,
really?
You know, 15 years ago, Someday I'll Be Saturday Night kind of has that little bit of a, I don't want to say country pop, but it's got that almost Hootie and the Blowfish 90s rock sound to it, and it's definitely more of a John Bon Jovi-esque track. It works really well. It's a fun, catchy song. I love the harmonies, and yeah, it's just it didn't make my list, but I absolutely love that song, and to me, Crossroad is such a great compilation. Just, I think it's a perfect compilation, so we'll talk about that a little later, too.
Okay.
And before we move on, Someday I'll Be Saturday Night was also written into us on Twitter by Shotgi Shake, so shout out to them. Gomez, track one, man.
So track one. You know, Sean has a great pick already in the first one.
Thank you.
My track one, I'm going to tell you, I had a little fun with my list because I also went through some very good movies. And now, with my very first track here for Bon Jovi. When do you see a Winnebago called Eagle 5 flying in space and playing a Bon Jovi song? So I went with one of the many funniest Mel Brooks movies, Spaceballs, Raise Your Hand from the Slippery Wet and Wet album from 86. And that's exactly when Barf was eating his dog food. And yeah, Barf. Always when I'm eating. there's so many great parts, but hearing a Bon Jovi song in space is just unreal. So I went with track one, Raise Your Hand, for the first track from you guys.
I love that song, and just like Someday I'll Be Saturday Night, it was bouncing in and out of my list. But I had two songs from Slippery on there already, and I didn't want to go for a third. So reluctantly, I left it off, but just as quickly as I said, oh, Someday I'll Be Saturday Night could be an honorable mention. Now there's two.
Already.
Because it didn't make my list, but I absolutely love the track. Sean?
I loved playing it. It was early on in our set lists, and it just always went over so well. Not on my list, but it almost made it to my list, but then I remembered something very important on my list. So it kind of left. But great song, and the second You mentioned the Winnebago. I knew it. I just had it in my head.
Couldn't go wrong with that, you know, as your opening track. You know what I mean?
Well, I'm going to stick with 1986 right now, and I'm going to stick with Slippery When Wet. My opening track is actually a song that was never released as a single. And considering how many times I've played Slippery When Wet over and over and over again, to this day, I'm still shocked. Even if they were just be able to make a radio edit by cutting out, which I think is an amazing opening, it's the opening of the album. I went with Let It Rock as my opening track.
Nice.
I love the keyboard opening. It's truly that 80s hard rock sound. And when the whole band kicks in with the woes, this was the first time I got my hands on a Bon Jovi album. I've heard some of the songs on the radio, but when I first got the cassette, this was my introduction to my first album listen for Bon Jovi. And I instantly fell in love with this track. It's heavy and it rocks, obviously, literally and figuratively. And I'm shocked it wasn't released as a single, considering some of the other tunes on it. I feel like it's just as strong. So that is my track one, Let It Rock.
Awesome pick, Brian. Didn't make my list, but if I was on a top 20, it would be my 19.
All right, Sean?
The intro is called Pink Flamingos. I used to love playing that live. Because sometimes, depending on how long our set list was, there would be a bathroom break, so I'd extend it. So I'd do like the intro to Dream Theater's Lines in the Sand into Pink Flamingos and then into that. And it was just always fun. Not on my list, but yeah, I mean, you said it's heavy, it rocks, it rolls. You can't stop the fire burning out of control. Good song, sir.
All right. Well, Sean, then we are right back to you for track two.
You know what's great is I didn't put this in a listening order. I just put this in order of my favorite.
Hey, everybody does it differently on the show, though. So
yeah,
that's
exactly.
Fine. Some people do it like a concert. Some people do it least favorite to most favorite out of the 10. So however you want to do it, man.
Well, I've done it where the next track is from the Bounce album, and it opens up. It's Undivided. That's that song that hit me in the feels the moment I heard it. It's chunky. It's heavy, just like Let It Rock, but it's about the events of September 11th, and it really just hits you hard. Great song, great hooky chorus, and just all-out perfection as far as like newer Jovi's concerned.
Interesting, actually. Unfortunately, I did not hear it.
Well, that's something I'll be honest. There's a certain area where my list stops, and we'll get to that later. However, Bounce is an album I actually enjoy. I didn't choose any songs from it, but I do enjoy this song a lot. It still, to me, is part of the Bon Jovi that I enjoy. It still has that rock vibe to it. I feel like, especially once Richie left the band, it kind of just became a little bit more of a, I don't want to say a John Bon Jovi solo project, but it's definitely leaning more towards his sound. But this is a great tune. I also want to give a shout out to Anthony Monkey Noodles, who also chimed in with us on Twitter with this one.
Yes,
he did.
It's
a great track. Unfortunately, it did not make my list, though.
I will have to point out, though, that Richie was still in the band at this point. This is the album right after Crush.
Yes, he was. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Right, yes. The album I'm talking about is the one that came out after Burning Bridges.
This house is not for sale.
Yes, yes. All right, Gomez, so we're back to you for track two.
So track two, I went with it was his first big hit, but I went with Runaway from Bon Jovi's 1984 album. I love this song. I love this, piano / synthesizer, and it's just a truly awesome song about daddy's little girl running away from home. So, you know, Sean had a little singing part this before we started our episode, and it made me think of a movie, Paul Blart Mall Cop, when they're at the bar and you see this guy singing this song. So I love that movie and I love that part. And just seeing Paul Blart getting drunk at a bar reminds me of my back in my days. But I would be the funny drunk, not the bad drunk he was. But also, I was in the Bumblebee movie, too, which kind of surprised me. But I did like that movie, and they played a good part for the movie. So, number two, Bon Jovi's 1984, Runaway.
I mean, it's no The Touch, but it was good in Bumblebee.
I'm with you.
Well, you know. Well, look, Stan Bush, we like you.
Stan Bush for the win. I mean, really, if The Touch was a Bon Jovi song, it would be all of our track one through 10.
Oh, it'd be 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. Oh, absolutely.
Hell 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yeah.
Look, dude, I actually didn't choose anything from the self-titled album. I enjoy Runaway. I like it a lot. I kind of have this segment of Bon Jovi that I resonate with the most. And at my age, I was introduced to Bon Jovi with Slippery When Wet, and then I went backwards. So as much as I like those albums, I'm not as intertwined with them as I am the albums that kind of came after Slippery When Wet. So I love the song, but it didn't crack my top 10.
Okay, I get it.
But I do want to give a shout out to our friends at the Pop Culture Yearbook podcast who also chimed in with Runaway. Sean?
Yeah, I mean, if I never hear it again, I'll be a happy guy. But that's also 11 years of playing it. It's a great song. It's not on my list. I don't think it ever would have made my list. I used to do the acoustic cover with Brian. I just remembered that.
Yep.
And I'm still going to say, as much as I love playing music with you, my friend, and as much as I love playing with my brothers in Slippery, yeah, that's never going to make a list of mine. That could be a top 200, and it's not going to go on that list. It's a great song.
Didn't you guys play that one show in, was it the Crossroads when you guys played it?
God, it was either the Crossroads or the cafe up in Hawthorne.
There was a cafe in Hawthorne? Wasn't that the cafe in Livingston?
Sean, I drove up by you on like a Friday night, and we played a cafe that had red walls. I don't know why I remember these random.
Maywood,
that was it.
That's
Maywood.
It.
Yeah. Session Bistro, it's gone.
That was it. That was it.
Oh, yeah, that was the Maywood, yeah.
Yep.
Still all a right. good time.
Oh, definitely, yeah. So moving on to my track two, I'm going to go from something from 1988's New Jersey. This song reached number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100. And like Let It Rock, it's the opening track from the album. I'm going with Lay Your Hands on Me. The opening, the buildup, the drums, it just kind of gets you pumped up. And it's a really good opening song. It's not his strongest lyrical song, but I love the chorus. I love the harmonies in it. And it's the only song I'm going to be using tonight that has a cover version, believe it or not. And Dolly Parton covered the song on her 2014 album, Blue Smoke, because she felt like the song was gospel-esque and not sexual in nature, which I thought was an interesting spin on the lyrics when you listen to it again. So could be something to, when you listen to Bon Jovi's version, think about that, that Dolly Parton heard it and thought it was gospel-esque. Want to give a shout out to our friends Seven Rock Lists down in Australia who also chimed in with this one, but opening track from New Jersey, Lay Your Hands on Me, track 2.
Great, great song. I did not get it on my top 10, but it could be a contender for my honorable mentions there, Brian.
All right, Sean.
That's definitely a contender for an honorable mention. Not on my list, but that's also, and this gives nothing away from my list, but that's probably my favorite Bon Jovi album minus one song. But not on my list, but man, definitely a contender, but we got to see.
All right, well then moving right along, we're back to you for track 3. No crossovers or trifectas tonight. So far, 2 tracks through, 6 different songs. So let's see where we go now. Track 3, Sean.
Well, track 3, we're going to go to 2000's Crush album. I don't believe this was a single, and it's a song I've never played live with anybody, ever. It's Captain Crash and the Beauty Queen from Mars. What a fun, upbeat, sing-along, Beatlesque kind of vibey tune. Love it, love it, love it, love it, learn it.
Didn't make my list, unfortunately. Not one of my favorite songs, but I don't know. It's just something I couldn't jive with.
I got to give you a kudos, Sean. That's a nice deep pick there. I would not have expected to hear that one come out. I think it's a good song. It's not, to me, obviously, if you've learned in listening to this show, and Sean, you've known me for 20-something years, I usually lean more towards the rock side of things, and you're right. This one is a little bit more Beatlesque. I mean, I like it a hell of a lot more than anything he's done post-2010, but it didn't crack my top 10, but it's definitely a hat tip on that one. That's a very interesting pick. I dig it.
It's so catchy, just so hooky and catchy, and there's nothing that happened post-2010, by the way.
Right. I have a feeling, I'd be surprised if anybody picks a song post-2010, but we'll see. Who knows? Gomez, track 3.
So track 3, I went a little later in life.
2010?
No, not 2010. I went 2000. And I got to see Bon Jovi for the first time live. I think it was the It's My Life tour, or whatever that tour was of that year. It's My Life came out. And I'll tell you, this was a great song. He actually noted a referencing to A Fall in New Jersey and Frank Sinatra. I Did It My Way. So it was like a tip of the hat to Frank Sinatra for this song. And it's just a truly great song. And it was used in the promo for ESPN Sports Center. It was at one point used for the New Jersey sports teams. And I love it for my number three, It's My Life.
It's a great tune. I actually had that flip-flopping with another track that I felt like was in the same vein. And I went with the other track, but I do enjoy It's My Life. I obviously the whole Frank Sinatra part, that always kind of resonates with me. It's a very catchy song. It reinvented Bon Jovi to a whole new generation.
Definitely.
You would not have had the resurgence of Bon Jovi post 2000 if it wasn't for this song.
No, definitely.
So in the history of the band, this is a very important song. Unfortunately, it didn't make my list because I chose a different one, which will be something we'll get to a little later on, but I do love the track.
And a big shout out to FN Cultured Podcast for choosing It's My Life. So got to thank those guys for chiming in on that.
Yeah,
well,
definitely.
Glad those guys chimed in and chose that song, and I'm glad that you chose that song. I love that song, and like Brian said, Bon Jovi would just be somewhere in the ether right now if it wasn't for that song. Not on my list. Mm-hmm. It might not make the honorable mention because there's still that Lay Your Hands on Me, but we'll see. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, right. No, that's definitely a huge contender for me over here right now.
Well, I get to do something I don't get to do often on Playlist War, so I'm excited now.
Well, you're not the trifecta killer?
Well, we haven't even come close yet. We've had now 8 different songs, and we're about to have the 9th.
Yeah, that's true.
But I get to drop a movie reference. I get to drop a movie reference. Oh, so I'm
bet
excited
you it's
about
on my
one.
List too. I'll bet you it's on my list too.
And it was probably not a movie I truly liked.
I bet you do, Gomez. Bet you do. This was originally recorded for, but regrettably not included on Slippery When Wet. And it was not commercially released as a single. So it didn't chart on the Billboard Hot 100, although just because of radio airplay, it peaked at number 38 on the Hot 100 airplay chart. From 1987's Disorderly's The Fat Boys Movie,
oh, God.
Edge of a Broken Heart.
I knew
you'd like the movie. I knew you'd like the movie, Gomez. And I want to give a shout out to the Shane and I show who also chimed in with this. This song is Bon Jovi with a classic rock riff. This song almost reminds me of something like The Who would have did. There's something about this song that is so catchy. I heard this on the radio and immediately had to find the Disorderly soundtrack, having not seen the movie at the time.
I love that movie.
Yeah, dude, the movie's great. The soundtrack's great. And I get to drop a movie reference on this show. So track 3, Edge of a Broken Heart. Boom.
Drop the mic on that one. It's like when I dropped Kirk Cameron reference, mm-hmm. like father, like son. Was it Motley Crue Wildside? Yeah.
Yep.
Oh my God, Brian, you just topped it. I can't even speak because it was such a great pick and I forgot him. And what's funny is I love that movie too. Growing up watching that movie, I never had the soundtrack, but I do remember that part with the song was in, and I totally forgot about that song.
Oh, dude, I honestly thought this would be a shoe-in for your list because of Disorderly. So you shocked me there.
I totally forgot about the Disorderly's movie. It's been a while since I watched it. I do own the DVD because it's one of those classic movies I love to watch once in a while.
All right, Sean, Edge of a Broken Heart.
It's funny because I do like the Beatles side of Bon Jovi and the Disorderly soundtrack. Has a Fat Boys covering a Beatles song as well.
Oh my God, I'm still laughing over here because of that pick.
I said, oh how God. Does it feel?
Dun 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 man, dun dun dun. I can see the whole video from that.
Maybe
side
you're
of the
a
movie.
Rich man.
Maybe you're a rich man too.
It's on my list, Brian. It is on my list.
Really?
Yeah, oh, definitely. Wow. Without a doubt. And I know I've been saying like for months that we've been talking about this. This is the song I was always referencing going, I know one song that's definitely on both of our lists. That's the one. But we haven't gotten to it on my list yet. Should I give it away now?
Yes. Now's the time you would talk about it.
It's number six, man. I love that song. I remember that on the radio as well because it wasn't... I cannot remember what it was the B-side to. Somebody did chime in the comments, though, and it was in the box set. What was it, like 100 million Bon Jovi fans can't be wrong? Yeah, they can. That box set that exists, correct. And people bought it. I'm sorry. There was not a lot of good stuff in that box set. However, it did have Edge of a Broken Heart, which is a fantastic song. I always remember it being a B-side to something, but I can't remember what. But yeah, what a perfect song.
I could tell you the B-side because I had purposely gone out in 1994 when the Crossroad album came out.
Oh, God.
And Always was released as a massive single. Edge of a Broken Heart was made the B-side. So, yes. And I had to have Edge of a Broken Heart on CD. So I bought both the Crossroad album and the Always single at the same time from Record Town at the Bergen Mall in Paramus.
Wow.
So there's some.
I worked there. At that time, I probably
bought it from you.
That would be funny.
I was probably like, well, you know, this song always kind of sucks, but it's got Edge of a Broken Heart on it, so you definitely want this.
And I recommend watching the Disorderlies movie, too. That was a classic funny 80s movie.
God, yes.
All right. Well, Sean, we are back to you now for track four.
Track four, we're going to go back to 1992. The album is Keep the Faith. And it's the song on Keep the Faith that I feel like belongs more on New Jersey or Slippery When Wet. It is In These Arms. What a killer. Is it a rock tune? Is it a power ballad? Is it a it's just a great, great song.
It's an actual really good song. I do have another song in the Keep the Faith album on my number four, which I'll talk about in a minute, but it was hard not to pick this song, but I chose a song that kind of resonates a little bit towards me. Brian?
Well, I have two songs from the Keep the Faith album on my list, and I couldn't put a third. So In These Arms didn't make it, but Sean, you hit the nail on the head. That song, I almost feel like it was written for New Jersey, and maybe they held it. Like, it just feels like it would have been such a perfect fit on New Jersey.
If they took Bad Medicine off of New Jersey and replaced it with In These Arms, then you've got a perfect, perfect album. Did I say that loud?
Not loud enough.
All right, Gomez, let's hear what your Keep the Faith contribution at track four is.
So I actually went with the true power ballad song. I went with Bed of Roses.
All right.
I actually truly love this song a lot. You know, the backstory is that John was feeling a little down writing this song. He was badly hungover probably one night, and he had a piano in his hotel room, and he probably wrote this damn thing. Wouldn't surprise me. You know, it's like an awesome song, true love song for any woman that you're going for. Lay her down in a bed of roses. Why not? I can't afford it. Probably he could, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, if he can afford a piano in his hotel room.
So, truly great song. I just like the way he sings this song and the way it is. Track four, Bed of Roses for me.
Great tune. Did not make my list. There's a certain spectrum of Bon Jovi songs that I had in like this one spot. And it was Bed of Roses, I'll Be There for You, Thank You for Loving Me, Never Say Goodbye. And then there was this one song that really jumped out at me and elevated the Bon Jovi ballad to a different level. And I went with that later, but I love this song. And I get to now chime in with a cover version because I didn't pick it. I didn't have it on the list, but Hinder on the special edition version of their debut album, Extreme Behavior, you can get Hinder covering Bed of Roses, and they actually do a really good job of it. It's a good tune, and it's not easy to sing at all. And, it's a fun song. It's definitely a quintessential Bon Jovi ballad. Just didn't make my list. Sean?
Love it. Love it. Not on my list. I, too, also happen to have only two songs from Keep the Faith on my list, and this is not one of them. However, you mentioned the hangover thing and that line, while this marching band keeps its own beat in my head while we're talking. We've all been hungover at least once.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Twice.
Nails it. Nails it.
Oh, yeah, completely agreed. And so far, only one crossover, so I'll be very curious about this next song. This is the oldest song from the band that I'm going to choose, and I'm going to go off of 1985's 7800 Degrees Fahrenheit. The song reached number 69 on the Billboard Hot 100, and it's In and Out of Love. I absolutely love this riff. It is, when you think of the first two albums, it's definitely one of the heavier songs out of them. And I love some of the vocal notes that John hits towards the end of the song, some of the high notes. The song, like 7,800 degrees Fahrenheit, really kind of got ignored by the band after Slippery When Wet blew up. I know they said the album was rushed together and the label kind of pushed them into it, but this is one of those songs that I wish kind of stayed the course because it's a fantastic song. It's a great rocker. Almost has like a Motley Crue vibe to it, like riff-wise. And I love that about it. And I want to give another shout-out to our friend Anthony Monkey Noodles, who also chimed in with this one. So my track four, In and Out of Love.
It's a great pick, Brian. Did not make my list, but a great, great pick. It is a little bit, like you said, heavy, but it was in and out of my list a little bit, but I couldn't get it on there.
All right, Sean?
The only song from 7,800 that almost made my list is To the Fire because I'm a huge Rush fan, and that song sounds like Rush to me. In and Out of Love, what can I say about it? It's not on my list. It's a great song. It's just that it's another one of those songs that I've just heard so many times that
Right. That's where with this type of situation, when you play in a Bon Jovi tribute band, you're kind of used to playing that all the time, whereas kind of the mainstream radio, after Slippery When Wet blew up, I heard it once or twice on the radio in passing, but it never really took on like some of their other hits or any of their ballads. And I feel like it's one of those songs that when you're talking about regular cover bands, they're not playing In and Out of Love. They're playing You Give Love a Bad Name. They're playing Living on a Prayer. They're playing Bad Medicine. So to me, this was one that was kind of under the radar, but I was glad that it made Crossroad because I felt like that was a perfect representation of that album for the Greatest Hits collection.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely.
All right, Sean, back to you now for track five.
Track five. I can't remember the name of the album. It's that album that kind of made them disappear after a while. And actually, if you think of the music video for this song, it's kind of like the band singing about how like this new wave of things is coming in and kind of pushing them out. Although the song apparently is about heroin addiction. So I'm just going to go with the video going, hey, all this new wave of music is coming in and pushing us out. It's Something for the Pain from the album These Days. I just got that at the last second. Yeah, Something for the Pain from the album These Days. Another one that's hooky. It's got that Beatlesque feel, and it's just a rocker.
Again, that's another interesting pick. I heard it a couple times. Like you said, it is a little catchy. It is a little bit of a rocker, but it just couldn't make my list.
Well, I disagree, Gomez, because that is my track seven. Reached number 76 on the Billboard Hot 100, which was my football number, so that means something to me that it didn't get any bigger than that. There's something about that song that fit perfectly for the 90s. It was 90s Bon Jovi. And it fit on 90s rock radio, but still maintained that Bon Jovi-esque sound. When you think about the bands that were around in 86, 87, and 88, by 95, they were all pretty much extinct. And Bon Jovi was finding a way to keep, I don't want to say changing their sound, because that's not the word, because it was slightly evolving all the way from New Jersey at that point. But this song is a perfect pop rock song. And again, I said this with Someday I'll Be Saturday Night, but I'll say it again with Something for the Pain. You can't tell me Who Says You Can't Go Home was the first time Bon Jovi sounded like that, because here it is, 1995 on These Days, and Something for the Pain could have been a country song if you added steel guitar and a little twang to the vocals. But the way Bon Jovi played it, I think it worked really well. And it's one of my absolute favorite Bon Jovi songs. So that's my track seven. Love it.
Yeah,
love
man.
The pick.
Yeah.
Gomez, back to you for track five.
So track five, I went off one of two of my favorite movies. And I'm not a huge Western fan, but I did love. I went off Young Guns 2 in 1990, Blaze of Glory. Now, this was a great song for this. And a little backstory was Emilio Estevez requested Bon Jovi's Wanted Dead or Alive for this movie. And this was actually Bon Jovi's first solo album with this song. It was debuted. And I went with track five, Blaze of Glory. The music video for this song, you know, him on the probably the Colorado Rockies hanging out there with his six string in his back, you know, belting the song out. I thought this was a great song for me. It has a lot of good memories of, you know, glory days of, you know, when I went off onto the sunset beating a team I hated so much, you know, so this song would play in my head. It just a great, great, great tune. Track 5, Blaze of Glory from the Young Guns 2 album from 1990.
Sean, I'll let you go first.
I love the movie Young Guns 2 to the extent where that's my favorite Western film. I like that song. It's not on my list because I was led to believe that solo material didn't count. But that's okay because it's still a classic song. And I do want to give a shout out on that song to Mr. Jeff Beck on guitar and Elton John on the piano.
Yeah, that was one of those ones where I didn't put it on my list because I thought, oh, that's John Bon Jovi solo. However, Crossroads puts it on there as well. So technically it is on a Bon Jovi album. So I'm going to allow it.
Okay.
Because I absolutely love the song and I might steal that for my honorable mention from Someday I'll Be Saturday Night now.
Oh,
you got
come
three
on.
Of them, Brian. Yeah, you got three of them.
I got three. Raise Your Hands, Blaze of Glory, and Someday I'll Be Saturday Night are resting in my honorable mention bucket right now. But
he said bucket.
Yes, but this is the biggest hit on my list, and you just mentioned the song. While it's not Blaze of Glory, and I'm going with from 1986's Slippery When Wet, Wanted Dead or Alive, kind of the other quote-unquote Western-esque Bon Jovi song. It is the biggest hit I'm putting on my list. Technically, it charted as high as Lay Your Hands on Me, so it did reach number 7 on the Billboard Hot 100. But this was the first song where my parents and I started to agree on bands. Because when I was growing up, a lot of the stuff that was coming out in 86, my parents weren't really into it. And when I played Wanted Dead or Alive for my father, he immediately said, now that one, I could dig that. And anytime I found a song that my pops and I resonated on, it just kind of elevated it to me. Another one was Janie's Got a Gun by Aerosmith. So I would always make mixtapes for when I would go out with him to work for the day. And this was always on it because he loves this song. So it had to make my list. And it's closing out my side one the way it closes out side one on Slippery When Wet. Want to give a shout out to the Old Dirty Benches podcast, the F My Work Life podcast, and to Brad Sorensen, who all chimed in with Wanted Dead or Alive as well. That's my track 5.
So that's actually my track 10.
Oh, you close with it.
I close with it because, first of all, if you've been to a Bon Jovi concert, he closes with this song a couple times. And I got luckily to see him 3 or 4 times. And it was worth every penny because he puts on an awesome live show. And hearing this song is just unreal, and it was great. And for me, they say it's a power ballad. I don't know if it was a power ballad. I think it was a power ballad slash like a rock song, you know what I mean? But it's truly a great song. It was also the theme song of Discovery Channel's Deadliest Catch for a very long time to this day. It was in the movie, one of the worst movies I've ever seen, Wild Hogs.
Actually, I think you said on another episode you enjoyed that movie. So
did I? I must have. Yeah.
Dude,
I must have been smoking.
Fun movie. You shush.
I don't know. Nah, I watched it the other night. I'm going, really? Did I really say I like this one? Then I apologize. It's an okay movie. it was on the show. It Was Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It actually made a Miami Vice episode. It was also in The Sopranos. So this song resonates in a lot of movies, a lot of shows. The song also certified quadruple platinum by Recording Industry in 2015. Truly great hit song. Best way to end my track list with number 10, Wanted Dead or Alive.
Sean, do we have our first trifecta of the night?
We do not have our first trifecta of the night. I love that song. And we're going to get into that one later.
Okay. So cool. Sean takes the ceremonial Playlist Wars axe and chops the trifecta. So if this is the part of Wanted Dead or Alive where the needle goes off the side of the edge of side A of Slippery When Wet, we flip it over, start side B. Sean, your track 6 was Edge of a Broken Heart. Love that tune. Gomez, we're back to you for track 6.
So track 6, I went, of course, with probably another big, big one for him. And it was in my wedding. And I remember my brother-in-law with an inflatable guitar rocking out to this song. What with You Give Love a Bad Name? It's like that good hard rock song, you know, that only Jersey people will rock out to it pretty good and dance to it in a wedding in New Jersey, I think. I don't think anybody else would do it, but we did it, and we had fun in my wedding. Truly great song. Track 6, You Give Love a Bad Name.
Unfortunately, that did not make my list because I went with Let It Rock and Wanted Dead or Alive, but I absolutely love the song. I actually played that when I was in a cover band back in the late 2000s on bass, and I love playing that bass line. It's a lot of fun, a nice walking bass riff. It's a fun song. Everyone gets into it. It just, because I went with two other tracks, I didn't want to load it up with slippery stuff. So that's a fourth contender for my honorable mention there. Want to give a shout out to the One You Talk Show podcast, as well as Tony Watson, who wrote into us on Twitter with that one as well, but unfortunately did not make my list, but I do love the song. Sean?
I think of that bass line and I think, I don't want to come back down from this cloud. Because Bush totally, it's not on my list. It's a great, great song. But I, since not everybody listening follows Twitter, I do need to share this story that when Slippery When Wet first started, people wouldn't call it You Give Love a Bad Name. People would yell, shot through the heart, shot through the heart. So what we did was we went to the very first album and learned the song Shot from the Heart to troll the audience. And diehard fans were like, wow, that's funny. Like, they got the joke. They got that we were like, you know, and this is before trolling was a thing. This is before social media. And trolling wasn't called trolling, but we always thought that was really, really funny. The singer and I at a rehearsal one night were just like, let's just learn this song and get it done with. And the people that were screaming that were just like, wait, huh? What? Well, and then, of course, like afterwards, we would do You Give Love a Bad Name. And that's always going to be my fondest memory about that song.
That's brilliant. I love it.
That is pretty good.
All right. Moving on to my track 6. Gomez, this is the one where when you were talking about It's My Life, I said there was a song that I had it battling with for my track 6 spot.
Okay.
And I went with, this is the newest Bon Jovi song I'll be putting in my set list. This came out the year I got married in 2005, and it reached number 53 on the Billboard Hot 100. And I went with the lead track from Have a Nice Day. Simply put, I feel like It's My Life and Have a Nice Day are kind of musically interchangeable.
Yes.
They kind of feel like the same song. They have the same vibe, the same meaning. And the reason I went with Have a Nice Day over It's My Life is I love the vocal harmonies in the chorus of Have a Nice Day more than It's My Life. And I got nothing else. Track 6, Have a Nice Day.
Brian, that's kind of funny. That's my track 8.
Really?
Yes. I this is another, probably the most updated with Bon Jovi I listen to. Again, I got to see him in concert for this album too. This was one of my, between that and It's My Life. You, like you said, it's interchangeable. I think it has that same tune, but also I just love the way with the guitar and just says, have a nice day. It's like almost like a sarcastic way of saying in New Jersey, go screw yourself in a good way. You know what I mean? Like, because no one says in New Jersey, have a nice day. It means it. We live in New Jersey. You know, even though we're the number one safest state in the United States, which is kind of funny. I just found out in the poll today. But truly awesome song. So track 8, Have a Nice Day for me.
And I want to say it's probably the last song where John Bon Jovi still had some grit to his voice. A little bit of the oomph, where now it's a little bit more on the nasal side of things. He doesn't have that gruffness to his voice that he still had on the Have a Nice Day album. Especially when they went, you know, kind of dipping into the more country stuff, obviously.
We Weren't Born to Follow had some grit.
A little bit. Yeah, it did. Nah. It did. But it was much more few and far between than when you go backwards from Have a Nice Day.
Of course, yeah, absolutely.
But also, this is the one where he decided to move to Pennsylvania and own a arena football team. And he traded New Jersey for Philly. He called Philly your home.
Oh, God. Here we go. We knew this would get to. We knew we'd get here. We're not TMZ, Gomez.
Hey, Gomez, I do not sports. I don't sports. So I, how do I say this nicely? How do I say this nicely? I don't care, so have a nice day.
Hey, it was going to come out sooner or later. You got to admit, I've held it on for this long.
Good job. Bravo. Fair. Cheers. Fair. On that one.
Brian, it's funny. You mentioned the choruses are interchangeable. Funny enough, different keys, but exact same chord progression for the choruses. of Have a Nice Day and It's My Life. I would also like to say that I'm tired of people telling me to have a nice day. Maybe I've had enough in a row. Maybe it's somebody else's turn. What if you're the new guy and you don't know how? That's George.
I always think of the George Carlin skit.
That's what
have a nice day. Exactly.
Oh, wait a second.
I just think of I think of Ferris Bueller when he's on that microphone. Have a nice day.
Oh, yeah, that's right. His the doorbell recording.
The recording. Yeah, the doorbell recording. Yeah. Have a nice day.
I'm sorry.
That sounds like Bon Jovi at that point.
Oh. Once again, no trifecta, not on my list.
Bummer.
Sorry.
So not a nice day for have a nice day.
Oh, come on.
Oh, dad joke. Dad joke alert.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Da-da-da-da-da. Oh, wait, I don't do that. All right.
Track 7 was Something for the Pain for me. Sean, track 7 for you.
Track 7 for me. We're going to go to the New Jersey album. And it's the song that ends side one. And it's Blood on Blood. What a banger of a tune. And I also put in my notes here, the live version from the Moscow Music Peace Festival is so damned good. It's upbeat song, great chorus. It's just, it's like, it's kind of about, it's about you two. It's about you and Gomez, man. Like, it's about like, just how long have you guys been friends? You've gone through all of this together. So that song just, it's everything. Also, when I joined Slippery and Wet, it was one of the songs I was like, dudes, we've got to do this song. And it always went over well, super duperly well.
I got to say, it did not make my list again. So I don't know.
That's because you don't love Brian as much as Brian loves you.
No, that's not true.
Unfortunately, I guess if that's the standard, I don't love Gomez either because it didn't make my list.
You guys
either.
Don't love each other as much as I love how much you guys love each other.
Hey, there you go. That's a conundrum for the ages here. No, it's a fantastic song. There's no denying that. And honestly, when you think about power ballads, like right before it, Living in Sin is such a great one. I mean, I love the New Jersey album. And unfortunately, my last three songs do not come from New Jersey, but I do want to take a moment to give a shout out to the Shane and I show who also chimed in with Blood on Blood. I can't keep adding to my honorable mention list, though. This is going to get like ridiculous.
You better start flipping some coins there, buddy boy, because matter of fact, I think you got 3 out of my list.
Let's see if I have any more. Gomez, track 7.
So I pulled the Gomez right now, Brian. I haven't done this in a while. I flopped my 7 and my 9.
Okay.
So track 7 for me, I swapped out. So I went with Bad Medicine from the fourth album, New Jersey. I know people probably get sick of this song. I can't. For some reason, I could just get in the car, hear this song, just enjoy it. Right now, Bad Medicine for me would be a bottle of Jack Daniels and some Coke. But it means something else probably for these guys. But truly a great song. I love it. Gets the crowd going. Very enthusiastic. So number 7, Bad Medicine for me.
It's a great tune. Did not make my list. Like I said, I have nothing from New Jersey left on my list here. I can't deny it. It was a great hit. I remember hearing it on the radio for the first time back in 88 and saying, oh my God, a new Bon Jovi song. And I totally dug it. It obviously made me go out and buy New Jersey on day one. I wouldn't say it's my favorite song, but it's definitely in my top 20. Sean?
Look, now when the single came out and it was backed with 99 in the Shade, I couldn't get enough of both of those songs. And then time went on. And as time went on, I just can't dig this tune anymore. It's always fun to play, but a lot of those songs were fun to play that I didn't like. But that song that's when cleavages started being shown at shows. So that was enjoyable, but not even on my top, not even on my top 500. But to each their own, to each their own.
Hey, I get it. I mean, shoot, I could go for some cleavage back in those days.
Glad you tacked on the back of those days. Because your wife's listening, she's going to be like, excuse me?
Oh, you would have heard a smack. You're living down here.
All right. Well, we are now up to track 8. Gomez, you went with Have a Nice Day. So, Sean, we're right back to you for track 8.
It's weird. We're sticking with the New Jersey album right now. And just a quick little, this is a shout out to my flamingo, Mr. Mikey Mason, a wonderful comedy songwriter who began to fall in love with me at a show one time in Virginia when he started playing this And I started singing the harmonies with him. And he just looked at me like, and that's when love began. And it is, I'll Be There For You, the best ballad of that album. I'll Be There For You. Number 8. Love it, love it, love it. Always goes over great. I always enjoy hearing it. And of course, I always think of my good friend, Mikey Mason.
Ooh, that did not make my list. That's another one of those, I was teetering, tottering, and, you know, that could be another honorable mention for me, actually. Damn, that's another great pick. I love that song, and it's truly one of his best power ballads. You are correct, Sean, on that. I have no bromances for this one, but I'm glad you did.
Yeah, I love the song. Again, I didn't have anything else from New Jersey on my list. It's one of those ones where, like I said, it was kind of like that quintessential Bon Jovi ballad where you could have chose a bunch of them and any of them could have worked in that spot, but I went a different route with mine. But I do love that song, especially the opening riff, the I just love it. It's something, it's relaxing. There's something about that guitar work that I just think is
awesome.
Yeah, it's just a fantastic power ballad. I absolutely love it. And now I feel guilty it's not on my list, but I don't know if I can make it like my 6th honorable mention choice here. But anyway, I'm just going to move on to my track 8. And I'm going to go with a song that I'm going to guess Sean might have on his list. Gomez, you only have one song left, so I'm going to guess you don't. But I'm going to go with the 6th and final single from Keep the Faith, even though it was not released as a single in the U.S.
Oh, really? You know, we're only talking about U.S. here. Come on.
No, dude, but...
Is it a longer track?
It's a longer track, Sean. Clocking in at 9 minutes and 52 seconds, this is the longest song that Bon Jovi has ever recorded on a studio album, and it is my track 8, Dry County. And the reason I chose it, it is Richie Sambora's opus. His guitar work and guitar solo in this song is just electrifying. It is amazing. This song shocks me that it didn't get more popular because it's not too far removed from November Rain from Guns N' Roses. And that was when MTV was like, well, wait a minute, maybe we can play long songs again. But for some reason, this one never caught on, and I'm shocked it didn't. It should have. The band played it on the Keep the Faith tour, brought it back out, I think, one time in 2006. It's a damn shame, but if Richie's not in the band, I don't want to hear them play it without him. And I want to give a shout-out to Steve Emerson, Shotky Shake, and Jason from the Made You a Mixtape podcast, who also chimed in with this one. My track 8, Dry County.
God bless you. It was too damn long for me. No, I don't know why I couldn't get into this one song. I tried, and to this day I still can't. I'm sorry, Brian.
No, dude, I'm guessing that Sean has this in his list, and if it is, I feel like this song speaks to the musician.
Probably truly. not to me, but
no,
I mean, again,
but dude, you're not a musician. You talk about that all the time on the show, and I feel like something about this song that maybe gravitates, because I know Sean is also a big Fish fan, like I am as well. So longer songs don't bother me. They actually kind of like excite me more than the average person that kind of wants to move on after 3 or 4 minutes. So
listen,
I totally get
bands,
it.
If there were total bands that had more horn sections besides real big Fish in them, I would be in the band probably, because I always loved playing my saxophone back in my day. But there wasn't that many calls for saxophone players in the rock world, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, Pink Floyd never had any saxophone at all. Oh, Bruce Springsteen, no saxophone there.
Nah, he doesn't count.
Yeah, I know.
Sean, Dry County.
I always hear people say, oh, a song should have a time limit. A song should have a time limit. I say, and I've been saying this since I was writing stuff, like, let the song be what it's going to be. My latest song, Genocide, was only 2 minutes long. It feels like it's 2 minutes long. But I love Dream Theater, man. Like, that's the 10-minute song band. Length never mattered to me. And that's why Brian is my number 10.
Oh, you closed with it.
It was my number. I remember we were going through favorites, so we're going backwards. That's my all-time favorite Bon Jovi song. What a perfect tune. The lyrics are great. The production's great. Just the feel, the overall feel of the song is great. It's perfect. And it doesn't feel like it's 8 seconds short of 10 minutes. It's just a phenomenal, well-written piece of perfection right there. Dry County for the win, Brian. Thanks for having it on your list, too. All right, yeah.
Oh, awesome. And Gomez took over the proverbial Playlist Wars axe on that one.
Yes, I did.
I'm actually shocked we were going through. We have track 9 wide open and one track 10 left and not a single trifecta tonight. I don't think we're getting one.
Well, I'm not surprised at that at all because I kind of figured Sean would take one route, you were taking another route, and I just went with the hits route, you know what I mean?
And that's played off in our voting very well for you in the past. See our Guns N' Roses episode. Spoiler alert. Sorry.
Well, listen, again, everyone is different. I mean, think about it. If you're not a musician, like I'm not, I go with what resonates to my life.
Oh, of course. And, yeah.
You know, so there's ones that you just are like, holy Christ, I didn't even think about that. Give me a break. You pulled out a Disorderly's Fat Boy movie one on me, and I forgot about that. So, you know, that might beat me because of that.
Who knows? We got one left. Sean, track 9, why don't you close yours out?
Track 9. It's funny that New Jersey's my favorite Bon Jovi album, but I've had 3 songs from Crush on my list. Mm-hmm. This is the one that's like incredibly Beatles. It almost has like a I Am the Walrus kind of ending. It is Next 100 Years, which is funny that Richie's not in the band anymore because it's pretty much like John writing a song like, dude, we're going to be doing this band and singing these songs forever. And I mean, time hasn't told that story very well, but that song is incredible. And I would just like to end with, not only is that song incredible, that's the song I've done in my solo set pretty often. And that is why I should get your vote, folks. Please give me your vote, because you know you've heard the hits a zillion times. You want those random deep cuts like I'm giving you. You don't want Gomez or Brian, who I'm going to vote for anyway. Wow. I always vote for Brian regardless. No, you want my vote. Why? Because I'm Sean Faust. Mic drop.
Are we really doing like a political thing?
Yeah, no.
This is like running for mayor over here.
Gomez, yes. Keep this going. Track 9. I'm guessing, well, look, I already said I didn't say that, so I'll say it now. I don't have anything from Crush on my list as I look at it. So apologies to Crush. It's actually a great album. Just, yeah, completely got lopped off my list.
Oh, whatever. Have a nice day.
And that's a New Jersey version, by the way, folks.
Now, Gomez, did Next 100 Years make your number 9?
No, it did not. It was too much of a deep cut for me.
Okay, so what is your number 9?
So my number 9, as I was just looking at a little stat really quick, it was the official music video that has over 775 million views on YouTube as of March of this year. Probably one of his more iconic songs, I Went Living on a Prayer. It was the number one hot Billboard 100 hit. Truly one of his signature songs. Probably everyone can't get tired of this. In 2013, it hit triple platinum for over 3 million digital downloads. So it is a truly New Jersey-based song. But I could probably say for Sean, he probably got tired of hearing this song, probably because he was in the tribute band. And probably, Brian, you hear it from everybody else. So I wouldn't be surprised if you guys did not have this on your list, which
I will never
anyway.
Tire of hearing that song, my friend.
Okay, see, some people say that. You know what I mean? I don't know, Sean. That's why when you're in a tribute band, sometimes there's some songs you get tired of hearing and singing and playing. And I know probably this is probably one of them. But nope. I always had a... Okay, well, that answers my question, fans.
Yeah.
But a truly great song. I always loved this. It always had a heavy rotation on MTV, so you did see this a lot. Great song. My track 9, Living on a Prayer. This is what I swapped number 7, Bad Medicine, for.
Okay.
For my number 9.
One more shout out to our friend Anthony, Monkey Noodles there on Twitter. He had this one on his list. And now, Gomez, you had mentioned that I wouldn't have it on my list. And you're kind of right and you're kind of wrong.
Okay. Like a Billy Joel song.
I know where you're
Sean
going.
Sean knows where I'm going with this. It's on my list, but it's not Living on a Prayer.
Okay.
I'm going off of the Crossroad album, and I'm going with a version of the song that I feel is better than the one that everyone likes. And it's my ballad of my playlist, and I'm going with Prayer 94.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This slowed-down bluesy version has a ridiculous solo from Sambora in it, And there's something about the lyrics, the way John sings it, and he kind of drags the kind of the song out. The harmonies in it are perfection. It's soft. It's mellow. Obviously, the lyrics are iconic, and you know the lyrics when you hear it. But when I hear the opening to Living on a Prayer with the keyboards, the original, I'm like, okay, cool. Like, that's great. When I hear the drum beat for Prayer 94, I turn it up louder. There's just something about it, and it just always resonated. From 1994 on, it became my favorite version of the song, because from immediately hearing it on Crossroad, it just resonated with me like no other. And I still love the original, but I wanted to give Prayer 94 some love, so I went with the little bit of the deeper version of it there.
That's a great pick, Brian. I just, like you said, you went with a deeper version. Again, I went with the fun version. I did like the 94 version. But I had to go with, I felt in my heart, worked for my playlist.
Yeah, Prayer 94 is not the one they're going to play in concert. And if they do, they're going to piss 70,000 people off. Yeah, I mean, right. I get it.
Or at that time at, you know, a giant stadium, as we always will know it, you know, 80, 90,000 people that fit in that stadium. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but see, the thing is, though, it works the way they did it on 94 because it was bluesier and it just had this vibe to it that was a little more mellow, but it wasn't somber. And this is the Bon Jovi version I cover when I play live acoustically because people don't expect it.
Ditto.
So they get the song they know, but they don't expect it. I think, Sean, I think you and I have actually done this
I've done
together
it
before.
Tons of time. We've definitely done it together because we're able to do harmonies, which always makes it more fun. It's just a different shade of prayer.
Well, who says you can't go home and listen to it?
Oh, you know what? Oh. Have a nice day. Hey, buddy, bounce. Bounce.
You got to have a little fun with this.
All right. Well, now that you guys are closed your track lists out, Sean, you had Dry County for track 10, and Gomez, you had Wanted Dead or Alive. My track 10's an interesting one. It's definitely not a closer for a concert, that's for sure. But it is my favorite Bon Jovi song.
Okay.
It reached number 29 on the Billboard Hot 100. And there's something about this song that has always resonated with me. It's always hit me to my core, and it's helped me during some times in my life that I wasn't in a great place. And it's the title track from 1992's Keep the Faith. I absolutely love the bass line in this song. I love the almost Rolling Stones meets gospel meets hard rock vibe of this track. I love the soaring chorus and the vocals and the harmonies. The song just gives me goosebumps every time I hear it. And I'm not the most religious person on the planet, but there's just something about when you're down on your luck and when you're having a rough go at things, it doesn't necessarily have to be a religious thing. It's just kind of believing in yourself and keeping the faith that you're going to make it through harder times. And I've had many of those hard times. And this song has always been one that, when I put it on, it helps pick me up when I'm in a bad place. So it's definitely not your normal closing track, but it's the song, like Sean went with his favorite Bon Jovi song. This is mine, and it's Keep the Faith, the title track, my track 10.
That's a great, great pick, Brian. And that's one of those that were, it was on my list. I took it off my list. I put it back on the list, and I took it off. And unfortunately, I did take it off. And truly awesome song. I love this song, too. And, you know, as going to a Catholic school with you, Brian, we did go to church at that time every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Before our football game. So we were somewhat religious.
Somewhat.
But a great song. That's going to be hard now. That's another honorable mention for me, man. I got three. You got like seven.
Sean?
Dude, so you nailed the description of Rolling Stones meets gospel with that. What a fantastic track. And your description of that song just made me appreciate it even more now.
Awesome. Thank you. Well, now we're at the point where we got to put our money where our mouths are. We've got all these songs we've been talking about being honorable mentions. And because I'm the one leading the roundtable discussion, I get to go last. So I get to ponder over my like 17 options
thousands
here. So Sean, being our esteemed guest, why don't you lead us off with your honorable mention pick? Now, this is a song that Gomez or I chose that you didn't.
Yes, and I stopped thinking of other honorable mentions because of you mentioning your father. Wanted Dead or Alive is my honorable mention because of your father, because of your story with your father. Your father, as you know, is one of my all-time favorite people I've ever known in my existence. So out of my love for your father and how it bonded you two together, Wanted Dead or Alive is my honorable mention.
Awesome, awesome. And that gives us an honorary trifecta for the track for the night, which is also double awesome. Gomez.
I have three good honorable mentions here. And as I'm thinking out loud to myself, I really wanted to have this one on my track list and I didn't, but I'm going to go with Keep the Faith. So a little tip of the hat to you, Brian, on this one, because this also, as you always told me, to always keep the faith that I would find somebody and stuff like that, and I'll have my own family, and to this day I do now, and I kept that faith going, and, you know, I gotta thank God that I have my perfect wife and my two kids, and I can't thank you enough, dude.
I had nothing to do with it. I didn't introduce you. I just...
No, but you always told me keep it. You always said keep the damn faith.
Yeah, no, trust me. Anytime... This is one of those... That's one of those songs that every time I hear it, it's just... And I don't listen to a lot of gospel music either, but I guess the Rolling Stones aspect of it, because I listened to so much Rolling Stones growing up, it just resonated with me on levels other than regular Bon Jovi songs, because it really is different. When you think about like Bon Jovi songs as a whole, it doesn't quite fit into the countryer stuff they did, the rock stuff they did. Yeah. They have a really good mix here, and there's a lot of great songs.
Voodoo Lounge.
Yeah, the Voodoo Lounge. All right. So, man, you give love a bad name. Great song. Played it in Used Guys. Played it in my cover bands. Raise Your Hands. The Spaceballs reference. It's another Barf. Good one. Barf. Man.
Always when I'm eating. I got to say this before. I've never heard you be this hard to pick a song, because this is the first time I see you struggling.
I really am listening to you struggle. I really am, and I'm not even going to do a coin flip for it, but I said it as the first song of the night that it would be hard to beat. I'm going to go with Sean. I'm going to tip my hat to Sean and go with Someday I'll Be Saturday Night is my honorable mention from Crossroad. Man, that is such a perfect greatest hits album. I mean, that's all I can say. It's a fantastic track that probably should have been on Keep the Faith or something. It would have worked perfectly for that. So, and there is a demo on that 10 million... billion trillion Bon Jovi fans can't be right or wrong box set, but I like the version on Crossroad better.
A funny story about our lists. The number one selling Bon Jovi song of all time is not on any of our lists. We've mentioned the album Crossroads a lot, but nobody said Always.
I mentioned Always as I bought the CD single because of Edge of a Broken Heart. Does that count?
Kind of, but no, because... We just, even me talking about it back then, like, well, this song sucks, but it's got a broken heart on it. Like, that's probably the only mention of it, but it never made a list is probably what I should have said.
Yeah, I'm surprised because that was their biggest hit. Heard it all the way through high school, like on endless rotation. On anytime you change the station, it was on. I mean, it's a great power ballad. I take nothing away from it, but yeah, just
can I tell you a
honestly,
secret about that song?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't like that song at all. In fact, I've never liked it. From day one, I've never liked it. I've never bought myself to like it. But I absolutely love playing it. Love playing it.
Interesting.
Figure that one out. I can't. 20 years later, I still can't tell you why I love playing it so much. And I just don't like that song. But hey, little tidbit. But I still want your vote.
Well, now's at the point, Sean. Well, you can make your case. Why don't you go through your track list, track one through track 10, and plus tack on your honorable mention song of the night, so that way people can hear your playlist in its entirety.
Okay, so Someday I'll Be Saturday Night, Undivided, Captain Crash, In These Arms, Something for the Pain, Edge of a Broken Heart, Blood on Blood, right? Come on. I mean, these are all hits. I'll be there for you. And, you know, the next 100 years, I should have sang this entire list, like, as, like, Drown County. Someday I'll be Saturday night on Divide. Captain Crash, and you are in these arms. I'm not doing that. And, of course, my honorable mention, Wanted Dead or Alive, because I love Brian's Father so much that I can't think of a better song to be an honorable mention than something that Joe likes. So I'm going to go with that. But yeah, but look at these songs. These songs are so unique. This is the unique list. These are the deep cuts. I mean, you've heard all the hits before. How many times have you heard the hits before? If you want a list of hits, just turn on terrestrial radio. You're going to hear everything you've heard a million times. Don't you want something new? I've got something new for you. So vote for me, Sean Faust.
Gomez, try to top that one.
Well, first of all,
sing all your songs now.
First of all, you know I can't sing for crap. So I'm not even going to even do that at all because you two are lead singers and I can't compete with you two on that. But you know what? Just vote for me because my name is Gomez. I'm sleeveless. You know, I wear a hat.
Team Sleevey G for the win.
Give Sleevey G for the win. Yes. Track one, Raise Your Hand. Track two, Runaway. Track three, It's My Life. Track four, Bed of Roses. Track five, Blaze of Glory. Track six, You Give Love a Bad Name. Track seven, Bad Medicine. Track eight, Have a Nice Day in a Good Way. Track nine, Living on a Prayer. And the way I end a good concert from Bon Jovi, Wanted Dead or Alive. And honorable mention was Keep the Faith.
All right. And I kicked off with track one, Let It Rock. Track two, Lay Your Hands on Me. Track three, Edge of a Broken Heart. Track four, In and Out of Love. Track five, Wanted Dead or Alive. Track six, Have a Nice Day. Track seven, Something for the Pain. Track eight, Dry County. Track nine, Prayer 94. And track 10, Keep the Faith, with my honorable mention, Someday I'll Be Saturday Night. Three different approaches to Bon Jovi playlist here. Gomez went with the hits. Sean went really deep, and mine was kind of a mix of the two. So I'll be curious to see where the playlisters side with this one. And now's the time, playlisters, we turn it over to you. Head over to PlaylistWarsPodcast.com, go to the Bon Jovi page, and vote for which one of the three of us you think got it right. And even though we talked about a ton of Bon Jovi songs tonight, there was still a bunch that we did not get to, so I want to throw a few shout-outs here. Mouse Guitar and Rich Richmond wrote in with Born to Be My Baby. Radio 11 372 wrote in with Broken Promise Land. Steve Emerson wrote in with Good Guys Don't Always Wear White. Chael chimed in with I'd Die For You. Our good friend Anthony Monkey Noodles chimed in with I'll Sleep When I'm Dead. Steve Emerson also chimed in with Love Hurts and Save a Prayer. The latter with Shotgi Shake also chiming in on that. Jason from the Made You a Mixtape podcast chimed in with Something to Believe In. The Shane and I Show chimed in with Silent Night. Radio 11 also chimed in with Who Says You Can't Go Home. And finally, Wild Is the Wind chimed in by Chael and Steve Emerson. And if you like what we're doing here at Playlist Wars, please visit us at patreon.com/playlistwars and select the tier. You get a lot of extras. We're going to be doing giveaways. Come be a part of the show. Help support us so we can keep this thing going and building it up, and making it stronger. Thank you to all the Patreons who have subscribed so far. It really means the world to us. Sean Faust, my good friend, singing partner for many years doing the acoustic scene here. Looking forward to getting out there and doing some more gigs with you again, hopefully this coming year. It's been a very long time. We got to kick that up again. Why don't you tell people where they can find you, find your music, and yeah, give a little plug-a-rooney there.
Plug-a-rooney or something.
That should just disqualify your list for saying that.
I talk like that too, brother.
Okay, so I'll just go with Plug-a-rama then.
All right, so my plug-a-rooney for Plug-a-rama time. Lots of plosives for this plug-a-rooney on the Plug-a-rama. Well, you know, SeanFaustMusic.com is where you'll see when I'm playing. You can buy some music there. Remember, folks, if you don't support the things you love, they go away. So before you even think about buying one of my songs, you head on over to patreon.com/playlistwars and you subscribe to these good folks because they're amazing and they're entertaining you. They're entertaining me. I already got your vote for this episode, so you might as well just join their Patreon right now. So SeanFaustMusic.com, you can see some old videos of me playing Echoes with Diener of Ween and other stuff like that. Or you can go to seanfaust.bandcamp.com, buy my music, please. I would like to create more music, but to create more music, you need to fund it. So that's where you come in. I hope you enjoy what you hear. And Brian and Gomez, thank you so much for having me on. I cannot wait to gig with you, Brian. And I cannot wait to have a beer with you, Gomez.
Can't wait either. Actually, as I'm going through Sean's wonderful SeanFaustMusic.com, I love the picture you have on your set list, Tater Tots.
Oh, man, the tots at John and Peter's in New Hope, Pennsylvania are the best tots you're ever going to have in your life, my friend.
You'll be stuffing them in your pocket like Napoleon Dynamite trying to get extras.
Oh, dude, no, I wouldn't be stuffing them in my pocket. I'd just be eating these little suckers, man. They look really good.
They're so good.
Okay, back to the show. So check out the tots. It's a great picture. Sean, I can't thank you again for coming on. Brian, thank you again for always being the awesome partner and doing this with me on the show. And I got to thank all the playlisters. Check us out on PlaylistWarsPodcast.com, but also check us out on Patreon.com/PlaylistWars. Also check out our merchandise on PlaylistWarsPodcast.com. We got awesome stuff there. I got to thank everybody, and I got to say good night and have a nice day.
You can find Playlist Wars on Facebook and Twitter at Playlist Wars, on Instagram at Playlist Wars Podcast, on email at playlistwars@gmail.com, or via voicemail at 201-644-6498. That's 201-644-6498. If you listen on Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave a 5-star review and be sure to tell a friend or multiple friends about the show. Until next time, thanks for listening.